Hi, this week our topic is this: no excuses. The husband is the head of the wife. Listen carefully to the following passage of Scripture. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. The Bible says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body." Did you hear this? The husband is the head of the wife. As Christians, we have no choice in this matter. If a Christian does not like the idea of a husband being the head of the wife, then that person needs to learn how to live single and celibate for the rest of his or her life. God did not give a choice on this subject. He has not changed his mind since that passage was written 1900 years ago. The husband is the head of the wife. Someone has to be ultimately in charge, and the Bible says it's the husband. If you are a man, this passage will probably be making you feel really good right now. But being the head of something carries with it responsibility. When something goes wrong, the person in charge is the blame. Let me illustrate. I want you to think about the head coach of a football team. Oh, what an impressive position that is. If a man is the head coach of a football team, then he's responsible for recruiting the players, and he's responsible for how the team performs. If the players are worthless, the head coach gets the blame for not recruiting better players. We understand that. That's why one coach gets fired and another coach gets hired, because the alumni thinks if we have the right coach, then we'll get the right players. If a team loses continuously, the head coach gets the blame. He cannot blame the assistant coaches, because if they're the problem, then why didn't he fire them and hire better assistants? Being the head means being responsible. In the same way, the husband is the head of the wife, and this means that he has authority, but it also means that he is responsible when things go wrong. Are the children doing poorly in school? It's the father's responsibility to see that something is done to correct that problem. He is responsible because he's the head. The buck stops here. He cannot pass the buck off and blame the teachers at school. He can't blame his wife. He's responsible not only for his children's poor behavior in school, he is responsible for making sure that the children are tutored in the evening, whether he does it himself or has someone else do it. He is in charge to make sure that the job gets done. Are the children trained to behave themselves, and are they taught the scriptures? It's the father's responsibility. He's responsible to see that they are trained properly in their behavior and in spiritual matters. The buck stops here. He cannot pass the buck off and say that the mother should teach the kids the Bible and proper behavior. He cannot complain that he's working at his job and doesn't have time. He should have thought about all of that before taking on the responsibility of becoming a father or even getting married. When a man marries and has children, he is responsible because he's the head. Headship is the position of responsibility. Is the wife misbehaving? It's the husband's responsibility to see that the wife behaves herself. He's responsible because he's the head. If the wife does not keep the house clean, the husband is responsible for seeing that she gets the help and the training that she needs to clean the house. Are the kids being fed and cared for by the wife? If not, the husband's responsible for seeing that his wife becomes trained and helped sufficiently to feed and care for the children. The buck has to stop somewhere. Where will it stop? Any problem in the home is ultimately the husband's responsibility because he's the head of the home. If the husband does not want to be responsible for such problems, then he should have never married to begin with. We have a problem in our society, my friend. We have kids who are untrained and misbehaving, and everyone wants to blame the school teachers, the bus drivers, and other kids in the neighborhood. They want to blame everyone except the person who is in charge, and that's the father. We have marriages that are falling apart, And husbands want to blame the lazy, nagging, overweight, ugly wife who used to be pretty, sweet, and thin. Ultimately, it is the husband's responsibility to see that any problems are solved because he is the head of the home. He is responsible. He should take the wife to counseling, to Bible studies, or to whatever she needs to overcome her laziness, her addiction to food, or her nagging. Listen, do not let the husband blame anyone else. Let the husband shoulder the responsibility. He must take the initiative to see that the problems of the home are addressed because he's the head of the home. And to you wives who are listening, I say you're welcome for this week's message. And next week, we'll discuss wives being keepers at home, and the husbands can thank me next week. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.